Carly J. Myers, it has been so many years since you were last at Chai FM. And when I said it's been so many years, you were like, yeah, 2014. I'm like, no. We've been with you a lot longer.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't realize how many times I've been here and how far back we go.
Yeah, thanks for making us memorable.
Hey. Yeah.
She does that, Carly. Just forgive her. She does that. She puts you in the corner and
put me in the corner and just smash it down.
Exactly.
It's about time. You know,
is about time.
I'm the one who says you don't call, you don't write, you don't send flowers. Like, what am I? Chopped liver.
It's a wonderful Carly day now.
No, God forbid. We're very, very proud of you. You have got beautiful.
Thank you.
You've released a beautiful single.
Thank you so much.
All right. So give us the title.
Give us the title.
Yes.
It's called Know You Better.
Then what?
You know how often the titles of my music come up in conversation?
Yes.
And people either use it purposefully and they'll be like, it's so crazy, you know, like wink, wink kind of thing, or I'm just saying, or it just kind of flies by, and then I turn my head like, not about me.
Do you write your own songs?
Yes, yeah, I do a lot of co-writing. So all my songs, I accept one of them, all of them I've written with people and in co-write sessions. So yeah, it's all about expressing the message and expressing myself, and I really like to be a part of the creative process so that whatever I'm releasing rings true to me,
yeah.
or that's very important to me as an artist.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
What, Simon?
No. I just want to know a little bit more about the song. Tell me, because I've got no background.
We're going to play it.
Where did it come from? What inspired you?
So that song, the song Know You Better, which is my latest single, and we've just dropped the music video, that song was written and recorded in Canada.
In Canada?
Yeah, so I've been very blessed to have spent a lot of time overseas traveling and writing music with international writers and producers. So I was recently in Toronto on a writing trip, and it was like that kind of rushed experience where I had like 5 or 6 days, and every day was a different session with different people, and you know, I've never met them. We get into studio and we're like, okay, let's write a song. And by the end of the day, we have a song. And I mean, it doesn't always work like that, but in I left Toronto with 4 and a bit tracks. So, you know, pretty much every
amazing.
Day we write a new song with different people. And
it's also like forced creativity. I mean, how
that's exactly.
It's interesting space.
You will be creative now. That must be
yes.
very difficult.
You know, it is difficult, but at the same time, when you walk into something and you've got an intention around it, and everyone's on the same page, and everyone's in it to create and to, you know, create something new and bring something to the table, it flows a lot easier, than, you know, I mean, I have many times where I'm like just feeling creative or something comes to mind and I get onto my phone, into my memo
okay.
and I start
yeah,
on
yeah,
my
yeah.
voice recorder. But when you're in a space where you're like, okay, everyone, here we are to write, and, what I love about that process is, you know, you meet people that you've never met before, all with a different background, different influences, different experience. And it's like, okay, well, what are we writing about today, guys? And, everyone brings a different thing to the table.
Huh.
So it's been a very special experience being able to work with people from so many different places and different cultures and backgrounds, and you kind of all connect on the same level of music. And for me, that's what creating music is about, because then I can share it with the world, and I've been very blessed again for it to have been well received. And that's so nice to know that people are connecting to something that's come from a connection space.
Are you very open about what your songs actually mean?
So,
and who inspires them and what you're actually talking about in your songs?
So, you know, my music is always very personal to me, and it's always inspired by my life. You know, I often get asked, you know, where's your inspiration, and what is it about, or where is it from? And everything for me has to be something that's inspired in my life, and that's very wide, and I draw on those experiences. So whether it's an experience that's mine and I've been through and I want to share, or it's an experience that I've witnessed in somebody else and I'm inspired by it and I bring that into my music. So it really does depend. Sometimes I've written from just a pure imagination perspective, you know, it's because I've been inspired by maybe a phrase or a lyric or a title or a feeling, and create something from that experience or from that moment.
What's Know You Better about?
So Know You Better is...
We are going to play it. We're going to play it right after this.
Cool. So Know You Better is about the kind of journey of falling in and out of love, and about getting to know someone better. So sometimes when we meet people, we're kind of encapsulated by that moment and that experience. And as we get to know people better, sometimes we develop even stronger connections with them. And sometimes we run.
Sometimes
we run.
I think this is a hell of a process. You're putting yourself out there raw, naked. It's you.
But that's real. It's okay to be vulnerable.
You believe that somebody can read somebody else's phone.
So this comes back. Know You Better. Yes. It's about falling in love. It's about getting to know somebody better. It's about wanting that person in your life. You want to know them better. Carly, do you believe that it's okay to read your partner's phone?
To read your partner's phone without them knowing?
Uh-huh. No. That you should be able to access your partner's phone to like just scroll through, have the passwords or whatever, and that your partner could do the same with you. Better.
So that's not where I was going with the song, but we can talk about it.
No.
Your opinion is really, really important.
That's how we started off
the show.
So this afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your thought? I was at work, so I didn't catch that part. So I don't know. I don't think that I think it can lead to a lot of problems if it's just like open and whatever, and like, you know, you can pick up your partner's phone, but at the same time, I don't think there should be anything to hide. So, I mean.
You see, Simon.
No, absolutely. She's saying in an ideal world, it should be fine.
She's not saying ideal.
Realistically, maybe it's not so kosher.
I mean,
jaded. Please don't listen to Simon.
I wouldn't just pick up my boyfriend's phone and be like, hey, let me go through this kind of thing. I don't think he would mind, but like, I just wouldn't do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. Carly J. Miles, you are welcome here at Chai FM anytime. Please don't let it be another 5 years before you come. We want to hear about your music. We want to keep track of you.
Thank you.
And you're always welcome here.
Thank you. Chai FM has been such a wonderful support to me in so many ways. So I remember when I was here a little while ago and I'd released my first music video and it was in a very, very exciting international competition. And Chai FM were like my media partner.
I remember
that. Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
And we voted.
Absolutely,
yes. That. Yeah.